The same day, Governor Eric Holcomb announced plans to start reopening the state's non-essential businesses, Monroe County officials extended the local emergency declaration, prolonging the stay-at-home order in the county for 2 weeks. They cited not enough testing or contact tracing as reasons it was too early to make a decision about reopening the economy. For WFIU's City Limits, Benta Boutier reports on where the state stands with contact tracing.
In an April 29th briefing, State Health Commissioner Dr. Chris Box announced the State Health Department contracted the company Maximus to hire 500 people to conduct contact tracing. This week, the state launched its contact tracing call center, taking over the task for 21 local health departments in Indiana, including here in Monroe County, with more soon to follow. Contact tracers undergo a 3 to 4 hour video training overseen by the health department's epidemiologists. Fox details what the state's contact tracing program will involve.
When we identify an individual who is positive for COVID-19, we need to determine who they have been in contact with and individually notify each of those contacts.
People who test positive for COVID-19 will be notified by a tracer and interviewed over the phone about people they have recently been around. Fox says these interviews can take between 1 and 2 hours.
We will also ask questions about who the individual has been in close contact with, whether that was at work, at home, or in a social setting, and get the addresses or phone numbers that we can reach out to these individuals.
Box says in addition to tracing the virus, these calls are meant to educate people who have tested positive for COVID-19. They'll be instructed to isolate for 7 to 10 days and when and how they should seek further health care. Box adds that tracers will contact about 10 people for each person who tests positive for COVID-19, warning them they've been in close contact with a COVID-19 positive person, and instructing them to quarantine for 14 days. They will also get daily emails and texts monitoring their condition.
And if they get symptoms, then we must get them tested to follow them up as a positive case. If they do not develop symptoms after 14 days, they can come out of quarantine.
Box says initial outreach for people who have been exposed to a COVID-19 positive person will be a text message or email instructing the person to call the state's contact tracing call center. She says the goal of contact tracing is to identify and isolate carriers of the virus as quickly as possible.
So we're going away from those things that we do to a broader population to now those policies that are directed at individuals who are contacts of or positive cases associated with COVID-19.
Before the state took over contact tracing for COVID-19, the work fell on county health departments. By handling initial connections to people who have tested positive for COVID-19 and their contacts, the state hopes that local health departments will be able to focus more on meeting the needs of these individuals and providing normal services.
It will also allow our local health departments to assist with education, with further testing, and cohorting in our high-risk congregate settings.
In Monroe County, 3 part-time nurses were working on contact tracing before the state stepped in this week. Amy Meek is the program manager for the Monroe County Public Health Clinic. She says as the state is able to keep more information on who has COVID-19 and who they've been in contact with, she and her staff will work to control hotspots they identify.
When the state, when they're doing that contact tracing, they find out, oh, this person went to this large gathering or whatever, they will alert us of something that could be a hotspot or something like that that we need to know about.
Monroe County Health Administrator Penny Caudill says there are a lot of conditions to Monroe County being ready to reopen, some measurable by data and some more difficult to track.
We just really feel like we need to be very methodical and move slowly and mindfully forward so that we reduce the chances of having to pull back.
She says contact tracing is a step in the right direction and will help contain the virus. She says in addition to data, local policymakers are listening to hospital leaders, business owners, and making observations about community practices with social distancing. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.